All right, last hour of the show. Last hour of Corey Anderson on 810.
I'm dying.
Officially. Well, we all are. Once birth.
Hey.
I mean, it's really how it works.
Every day.
That's
just, closer.
That's life. Mick Schaefer's here with us, huh?
We're all just finding stuff to do till we die. Let's
Mick
be honest.
On a Thursday.
What are you doing?
The hell, man.
It's why Coors are you last day?
No, you heard there was free pizza.
I want to play the feud. I've always wanted to play the feud.
No, this is listen or lose.
Listen or lose. That's right.
That's right.
Thrift
get
store,
it
right?
Together.
Yep. Did you come in with some mixed bag questions or no?
I can think of something off the top of my head.
You enjoying the Johnny's Pizza there, guy?
Absolutely. You got some with toppings on it this time. Way to grow up.
We grew up.
We're teenagers now.
We grew up and got the Nuke LaLouche. That's what we grew up. We grew up to the entire meat. That's what it was. Not just cheese. Here's the deal. I'll give out the number, 913-3810-810. Hey, Mick, do you want a copy of the sports questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wait. Do I get a guess at them, or what am I doing? Am I
Corey doesn't want a copy of them because he's like, oh, I don't want to know the answer because then I can maybe if somebody gets them wrong, I can mouth them to you to see if I'm smarter than everybody
along.
Else.
I like to play along. I like to try to guess.
Yeah, I want to mouth with Corey.
Great. You and Corey.
You knew what I meant.
Mouths. Gosh. Mouths.
You sound like Shane Summers at a daycare.
That's
bringing back an old joke.
Yeah, old from like 40 minutes ago.
You're just teeing off, though,
nobody
today.
Knows
Shane,
how
Nebraska
out of context
football.
That is.
He is laughing at a joke from 5 minutes ago.
That is so out of context that Shane might actually, while sick, come in here to the office to punch you.
He might.
Or to cough on you. Or to kiss you. You know, he's under the weather.
I hope he doesn't kiss me.
I want to be here for this. Anything else you want to get off your chest?
No.
No.
Any people
there's
like out there you don't like?
There's nothing that needs to be said. I don't need to get it off my chest.
You don't need to be said.
No.
Is the last hour Corey's version of it needed to be said?
I don't think so. I got no
Jason
beef.
Did Jason suppress your stats? He totally did.
Totally
the amount
did.
Of time he talks.
Right? I got no beef with anybody, man.
Who would you rather be teamed up with? Soren that's throwing heaters all day? Mm-hmm. Or me that's sort of just, let's just say, more accurate. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to think of anything that was that.
Now Jason's calling out people.
He would is. You rather just...
Jason just called out Soren.
Run all over... No, he's
them,
throwing heaters.
Fighting words.
He's throwing heaters all day. Are you kidding me? I don't have an arm like Soren does.
You just said he wasn't accurate.
Not as accurate of a passer as me. When we had one of our big football games, I played quarterback.
Jason's Tua. Soren is Mahomes, apparently.
That's exactly what I'm right. saying. How is that taking a shot at Soren? I'm saying he's Mahomes. I'm calling myself Tua. But I'm going to have such a better season now. And I've got somebody I can throw my takes to.
So, Mick, what do you think? Are Pokes going to the Pac-12?
Pokes to the Pack?
I learned about it from you
or
guys.
Pack to the bin. You learned it by watching us?
I learned it, by,
you?
Watching
learned
it
by watching you,
Andersons.
Yeah, we learned it while... at the end of Kylie
this
McDaniel.
This is so stupid. Can that be my take? This is so stupid.
It's all like,
so stupid. UCLA and Rutgers in the same conference. Here's what's going to happen.
You're not
really
ready
Rutgers
for...
and anybody.
Do they?
Rutgers and.
When they play.
Like Rutgers and Maryland?
Is conference? It smart when they play just to always have a neutral site for Rutgers versus UCLA or
Kansas
USC?
City?
That's right. They meet right here in KC.
Kathy Nelson
That's
can right. bid to get the
That's
Rutgers
exactly right.
UCLA game.
What is that? Oh, whoa! Whoa, what's going on here?
What do we got here?
Oh, my goodness. It's a cake?
Holy hell.
That's a cake?
It says, bye, Felicia, but Felicia's crossed out.
Oh, I
and
love
it says
that.
Says Corey.
Well, we liked her more, but we didn't want to throw away.
Yeah.
You guys should get Felicia in here to replace me.
We had already had, that cake was when we had Felicia in and she left. We've had it for a while.
It's a nice cake. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Wow, everybody's here, like, spreading around the studio. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Curtis is recording. Turns out you're going to the big leagues, Corey.
Yes.
So you've been called up, man. So
you've been called up to unemployment.
You've been called up about 2,000 feet elevation to Utah.
All
congratulations.
You suckers going
to
be here at work tomorrow.
But down about 20 markets.
For sure. For sure.
Up elevation, down. See, what's funny is Soren led the charge. I thought Soren was walking in because of what we had just said about comparing Mahomes and Tua. Yeah. You did not hear that, Soren, did
he
you?
He was coming in to knock your head off.
Yeah. So we said, Corey, anything you... that needs to be said this last hour. And so I asked him, would you rather be with a quarterback like Soren that's just throwing heaters all day or like me that's probably more accurate? you know.
He said you're inaccurate.
Yeah, that's what I took it as.
How am I taking a shot? I said he's Mahomes. I called myself Tua.
I would say it's the names and the pronunciations, but you're just as bad as Soren.
That's a good point, I'm less accurate at names.
Actually, Soren pronounces them correctly. He just gets the wrong name. You mispronounce them.
That's a great point.
He'll go Jack instead of John.
He would call it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I'll just go Devin Dotson.
Yes, you'll just pronounce it incorrectly.
Just be wrong.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, thanks, everybody. I'm gonna turn my microphone off and eat this cake.
No, you're
Wait,
not.
That's not just for him, right?
It better not be.
Yeah, share it. Okay.
Yeah, it's for him. On the
I'll share it, Mick.
Corey, you've got a 15-hour drive ahead of you. You got plenty of time to have this cake.
And cake is a good thing. Cake is a good thing to eat while driving 15 hours.
Before the end of the show.
Yeah, you do have to finish it before the other part
is that the challenge? Is this like the Waffle House challenge?
It is.
I have to finish the cake before the show ends.
It coincides with the class system you'll be a part of now with your wife's new job that you can then look at everybody else and say, "Let them eat cake."
I would let you. I'd like to let you guys eat cake.
Yes, that's right. You know, we're starving
over here. The only reason I'm here.
Can I eat Felicia? The name on the cake.
I just cannot. I mean, just
the name on the cake.
Constantly
with
this guy.
Get your minds out of the gutters.
Did you notice HR just turned?
They really did. Like what?
We have HR here.
Hey, 10 of them HR.
Yeah,
my learn funniest best. I learned that Union Broadcasting has HR.
Yeah, but it's not like that. You can't fire me. I quit. No, I told you 5 months ago. I'm quitting.
Yeah, you got to pay me for today. I've already put in, like, you know, 90% of my shift.
It was a bad idea to let Corey know when his last day was going to be. Because he's
typically
just,
you want to fire somebody before the last show.
There's a little bit of a filter. Now there's just none here for the last day.
No, I understand the rules. I know the laws. I'm not going to get anybody in trouble.
There's no bobblehead near you?
There's no bobblehead. I'm not breaking any studio
not
windows.
Not
going to
throw a bobblehead through that window on your last day like in a previous life?
I like Union Broadcasting.
Okay.
I like the people here. I've got no ill will towards anybody. This is...
But it would be kind of fun just to throw a bobblehead through the window. It's like, that's kind of your thing.
It is fun.
Like, your last day on a show in Kansas City, you throw a bobblehead through a window.
When I leave radio in Kansas City, I go out with a Tiger Woods bobblehead bang.
Which was something different back in 08.
It was. So no, that was 10. Oh,
you think it was
Tiger. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's not very often you get to call your shot on what day you leave radio.
That's a good point.
Usually it's decided for you.
Well, and it probably would be like I was already treading on thin ice, or skating on thin ice. I don't think you tread on it.
You can.
I would have said
or
something
at some
point
on the thin ice
and gotten canceled. So it's probably better that I walk away before I live long enough to be the villain.
I think it's great because I mean, for like, take Jason. He has no idea next month.
No idea. And Soren would know.
It's true.
Of course, he has told me that if my name ever comes up, he is legally obligated to tell me. That was part of him being in my wedding.
Yep.
I was like, hey, look, this is the deal. I don't need a wedding present, but if my name ever comes up in terms of being fired, just let me know.
Bros before hoes.
And likewise,
I mean, what is your problem?
That was last day, I'm telling you.
That was the price for making me wear a mint green tie and creamsicle shoes
nice.
In his wedding.
You look good, though.
Nice.
But you know you look good, Soren.
Were you guys
the mint juleps?
I looked like a
you look good.
A canceled extra from Willy Wonka.
You look like Dan
Finnerty
from
like,
the Dan Band.
You looked like the best one, though.
Was it? Okay.
You looked like the best one.
Tallest.
Did you win any money on the Belmont that day, though? You know, I mean, come on.
We did not.
Yeah, that was California Chrome, for those that remember. California Chrome was going for the Triple Crown, Mick. Remember that?
Nobody remembers that outside of Louisville.
I know, because the next year, American Pharoah won the Triple Crown.
Someday I learned
here's what I know.
California
you didn't bet on California Chrome.
I did, because we were getting
just
married.
Maybe on the Derby you didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't bet on California Chrome in the Derby.
Because he won.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only time I've won on the Derby and hit big and hit the trifecta or the exacta was American Pharoah. And I won $35 on the exacta.
You bet.
But I bet like $300 to win $35. But I cashed that ticket.
You should have bet on my Uncle Rick's horse, Rich Strike.
Yeah, I know that
you
now.
You guys could have won so much money.
I know that now. Not at the Belmont, but at the Derby. Would have been nice to...
Would have been nice, yeah.
You know, this whole time that you're saying these things, Chad Boger's sitting like, or standing like 5 feet from you.
And chuckling the whole time.
Yeah.
Chad's here to walk me out, escort me out.
No, he's going
to
fire me just by association. this segment's going to go till 2:30. I'm going to lock that door and keep going. So that's also happened in this town. So I'm just going to keep talking until you can't fire me because that door is locked and you can't climb up that balcony.
Wait a minute, you're going to be late getting out? Getting out?
No.
That never happens.
No,
never happens.
We're pretty good. We're pretty on time.
I never look down at the clock and go, 2:10. Interesting.
We're pretty on time.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna leave all the trash over by Corey.
He's gonna, slogan for an airline. We're pretty on time.
It is.
it actually would be an upgrade over the airlines today.
We're on time-ish, you know, for the most part.
Most of our flights?
Yeah. See, my problem is Corey is playing somewhat of a role of Tyreek Hill. He does take the attention away from me, and so I can just be floating along and nobody knows if I say anything bad or terrible because they're used to Corey saying it. Now that Corey's gone, they're going to actually have to listen to some of the things I say. So yeah.
Somebody's going to have to bring the level of the show back down to a juvenile level.
That's exactly right.
Mick's only in 3 days a week.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, but we only have 4 hours with you. 3.5 hours, really.
I'll ramp it up then.
You know?
You gotta bring it stronger.
Have the sophomoric behavior just kind of echo through the entire day.
Well, now we have a job for Dylan the intern the rest of the time. You just have to come up with sophomoric jokes the whole time. That's your entire job.
I really want to know is, like, who am I going to call when I need someone to not help me out and fill in for Sunday Sound Off?
You called me on Father's Day.
I call you every time I call you.
I reached out to him the week before.
No. You guys realize I make plans in advance. You can't call me like the day before or 2 days before then expect me to just like change my plans.
No, I'm saying it's good. I got to find a new guy.
You do.
I'll never be there.
You do. You know what, Soren? That was
text
my
me.
Pleasure.
Soren's a regular on Sunday Sound Off. His last appearance was January.
Because he keeps finding people to actually take him up on his offer to fill in.
So was I supposed to fill in for you this weekend? Because Mick asked me, do you want one more Sunday Sound Off before you head out? I'm like, I'm already going to be in Utah.
I'm like Anderson, who lets him know 5 minutes before tape time. I call like, hey, by the way, next week, you know, I'm not going to be there. And then I remind him midweek.
Yeah.
And he goes,
happy to fill in for you anytime via Zoom.
Yeah. He goes, guy, you're so much better than Anderson.
Say that every time. You know what we're slumming with this week? Curtis Seabolt making his
Sound
Off
debut.
See? Now Curtis can let you down whenever you need a fill-in.
Yeah, but he does that Monday through Friday. So
does he get the studio, the stabbing cabin, or does he annoy the newsroom?
The newsroom. Look, he's a stabbing cabin guy right there. Is he
I don't even know what that means.
My favorite location is
the location with the
ship lab. I don't know why he's a stabbing cabin guy.
I don't understand what that means.
Whatever you are.
Whatever I am, Curtis. My kind of guy.
Strength in numbers.
He asked if he could answer all the questions in somebody else's voice doing an impression. I'm like, I wasn't planning on anything else.
You got to have a salary cap question so we can answer as Carl Peterson.
Yeah. You got to
do that face. The one I have as your profile pick.
that is your final shots. Your final shot is just that face right there. I wish people could see it right now. You know,
my daughters every now and then will ask, "Oh, Dad, you still got that picture of Curtis?" Like, yep, there it is.
If only people could see that. It's very funny. You just have to take our word for it.
Soren could tweet it out.
You'll see it Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. You'll see it Sunday when he's sounding off. But there, you can have the sound off because you can just look at his picture.
Listen, we do the time's yours when people tweet in questions. So if anybody's listening out there, tweet in a question to Curtis and say, will you make the face? And that can be your time's yours question.
Show me your O face.
And it'll be great because usually we're over on time. That'll catch us back up.
If you guys are all just hanging out because you're waiting for the cake to be cut, somebody can feel free to take it out and cut it. Or we can wait till the commercial.
Hey, Beards, can you go ahead and play number one?
I can.
Just play number one there for the this final hour.
You
can keep our mics on, too, throughout these. Just play number one.
Open your back door. I just need to touch you. Once more.
Oh, beautiful. Wow.
I want to come on.
I pee my pants a little bit every time you play it. My favorite is solicitation. It's like, hey,
of course
it
is.
Do that at your own. All right. First item. Or is he nonchalant about wearing a mask and exposing himself around people? Sorry.
I don't know what that has to do with this.
That has nothing to do with COVID.
It's a completely different issue going on.
How'd you catch COVID? Cam Newton exposed himself to me. you've got a better shot at getting into the play. Shit is what I said.
Okay.
A better shit.
And he's from like Hooker or Beaver, right?
He's from Beaver.
Beaver.
Yeah, we all are, but he is even more so than most. Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Yeah, but Grady's good too.
He is. Here's Xavier Sneed at the podium.
What about L'Jarius?
Oh, no, I did it again!
put something on they ass. Oh, kids don't Google search
when
that.
I typed that in first before pulling up Eddie Kinnison, it was lots of x-ray photos of things that were put in. I'm going to have to go on the show tomorrow and defend Derek Carr again because Shane and Jason just hate Derek Carr. As a Raiders fan, I'm defending Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr's, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson. I think Derek Carr's this great quarterback. You can win with Derek Carr, so and smooth. That's a good quarterback in the league.
Chris Jones should be Thor after the hammer he dropped during his 40 at the combine. Or maybe that's the Black Panther. I don't know. It's its own character.
So there's one.
How many more are there?
I don't know. Who knows?
I feel like you know.
So are we actually not playing Sports or Leisure?
I don't know. Do we want to get like a... There's two
I'm
people
glad
on hold.
I didn't write new questions.
There's two people on hold. Do we literally just want to take like the two that have called in for Sports or Leisure? Because we've got plenty of other
things
to play.
I came in for, third was Corey, second was food. First was getting to finally play Listen or Lose here.
All right, let's play the feud. All right, so do we want to like do like two?
Sure. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. All right,
dude, I've mailed it in. I don't care what we do.
Why am I asking you? You're like,
I'm about to like just walk out of here and have some cake.
I kind of want to just move all of the commercial spots to Seren's first hour.
That's okay with me.
Right at 2 o'clock. Oh, you're out on time now. Well, wait till you find out why we were out on time.
Wait till about 2:15.
Andrew, you know what? One of two contestants today for Sports or Leisure, presented by Johnny's Tavern, $25 at Johnny's Tavern. Andrew, we haven't even said what the categories are or anything. We're just going to have a couple of contestants, you and apparently Justin, who's on hold as well. Andrew, Sports or Leisure, what side do you want to start with? Then we'll tell you the categories.
You got to start with Leisure on Corey's last day.
All right, yeah. We've got, and I have not come up with any new categories because I was putting in as little effort as possible. We've got Ozark, we've got Vacations, we've got Craigslist, and we've got Foursomes.
Craigslist.
How about Craigslist? Here we go. This former Sports Center anchor, who was born in Kansas City, had a cameo in the movie Old School.
First and last name, same sound.
I didn't know he was born here.
And
I didn't either.
And I would call that more than a cameo. He was like a role throughout the show.
I mean, kind of. He would have been eligible for the Dion Waiters Award on the Rewatchables because he was only in like three scenes.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, so, the category is Craigslist.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that part. Okay. Craig. No, I don't.
It's the same
Craig.
Sound for both names. Same first sound for both names.
Craig.
No. So, like alliteration.
He explained that poorly.
Both names have the same.
It's alliteration is the word Jason is looking for.
No, I know the word alliteration. I just wanted to just say it. Explain it.
It was just a crappy clue you gave.
That's not a crappy clue, which is also an alliteration.
I know. That was intentional.
Corey, crappy clue.
Is it alliteration if it's the cru and then the clu sound together?
But it's not a clu, though.
I want him to
crappy
win.
Clue.
I'm gonna ask you another.
I thought you were talking about Craig.
I'm gonna give you another Craig question.
Oh, good night.
How much money did Craig and Smokey need to get for Big Worm by the
$200.
$200. That's right.
I got
right.
About $200.
There we go.
All right. On to the sports side. We've got Major League Baseball.
So we don't give away the answer to the first question.
Well,
yet, right?
No. We want everybody to win. Maybe.
Justin can maybe get it right. Yes. He's the next and only other contestant for the day. We've got Royals in Major League Baseball, regular Major League Baseball, and NBA Draft.
NBA draft.
All right. Do you want a general? Do you want KU, MU, or K-State?
KU would be fine.
All right. Who are the last KU teammates to be drafted in the first round before Ochai and Christian Brown?
Wiggins and Embiid.
There you go. Nice job.
Top three.
All right. Right. Very
top
good.
Three.
We will put you on hold, Andrew, and get your information. Congratulations. There's winner number one, and we'll see if we can get winner number two.
Winner.
Corey, Mick's so excited to be in here for Sports or Leisure. We got two contestants
today.
Oh,
yeah, and you've got Mick's bag if anybody wants it, right? You'll just think of something off the top of your head.
Top of my head, absolutely.
In your head, at least have one question ready.
Justin, what side do you want to start with on your way to, let's be honest, winning $25 to Johnny's Tavern?
Sports.
Sports? Okay, you know the categories. What are you thinking?
Let's go to the draft. K-State question.
K-State question for you. The draft. Since Bob Boozer was taken first overall, Kansas State has had three players in the top 10. Name two.
Well, Michael Beasley's one.
Yep.
Let's see. Number two would be...
One of the other two.
I know one of the other. I don't know if I know the third. Well, it's one of two, I think.
I have to go back a ways. It's not in the near past.
The year they were drafted starts with a 19.
Yes.
And then probably an eight after that.
Yeah.
In fact, both these players.
Both were in the eights. Yeah.
Both were in the
Yes. Mitch Richmond.
Yep. There you go. Mitch Richmond, number five.
Can I say the other one? Rolando Blackman, right?
Blackman, number nine in 1981. On to leisure with Corey.
All right. What category sounds good?
Well, give them back to me real quick.
Yeah. Ozark. Yeah, we got Ozark. We've got the vacation movies, the National Lampoon's Vacations.
Yeah.
We've got Craigslist, and we've got Foursomes.
Give me the vacation movie.
All right. How about that? This one feels pretty easy if you've seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas Vacation, what name does Rusty get on his fake ID to gamble in Las Vegas?
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
That's right.
Last name's Nick Papa Giorgio. Nice job,
Nick
Justin.
Papa Giorgio from Yuma.
We'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations. Well done. There is another $25 to Johnny's Tavern. See, we could only have two contestants today because we used all the other gift cards for the Johnny's Tavern pizza.
That's true.
And,
for ourselves to eat.
Yeah, we needed that today. Also, we wanted to have a little bit more time for the cake, for the shenanigans, for the grab-assery that takes place.
Seren was in here.
That's right. Beards, can you play number two before we go to break? he just gave me the one finger salute.
I think that was my goodbye.
Oh.
Okay. He was sending me out, telling me I was number one.
Yeah, just play number two whenever you get a chance, Beards. Just whenever you get around to it. Let's go ahead and play.
718-410, my cell phone just overloads.
Oh, boy.
I've got
codes.
Different
codes. Yeah.
What sort of guy is he in the quarterback room? Do you think he's just sitting there playing Candy Crush?
Sean Watson.
Looking for people on Instagram to come to Houston. And
he probably just lays back and lets everybody else do the work. You can go balls out tonight.
Yeah, play well, but I don't think they need to do that. It'd be awkward on Monday
Night
Football.
Leave it all out there.
The milkshakes at Wahlburgers will certainly bring all the boys to the yard. All the girls to the yard, too, probably.
I am just smoking that ass now.
You know who else is from Fairmont, West Virginia?
I want to know now.
Bob Huggins.
Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Saban used to tap that.
Oh, my God. Dude.
What is the deal with you? Like this?
Got a mysterious call. Was it better if I go John Daly's or Daily Anus?
I'm always down for the Daily Anus.
Okay, very good.
I Googled celebrity deformities. You don't realize how much extra nipples are out there, do you? Let me tell you some celebrities with extra nipples.
No.
Mark Wahlberg has three. Carrie Underwood had three nipples, but she had one removed. Tilda Swinton, Lily Allen, Harry Styles from One Direction had four nipples. Four nipples. This is a big thing in Hollywood. You don't have 4 inches use as your rallying cry this year.
Which I thought was rude.
And I'm exposing myself here. I did adult movies. Carlos Hernandez. Not Hernandez. That's a different Carlos.
I won't be swinging as much as I normally do.
I was going to say golf clubs or anything.
Yeah, well, I'll be swinging.
I forgot about the nipples. A lot of extra nipples in Hollywood.
That's apparently a true story.
Yeah.
Big thing.
It's a thing.
I don't know how we got on that.
We were looking up a celebrity deformity for something. I can't remember.
It was
the immediate search was like all the extra nipples.
It was Megan Fox's thumb.
That's right.
The small thumb she has that people make fun of.
Her club thumbs.
Yeah, that's right. Because
that's what I do. I make fun of Megan Fox's
that's right. Megan Fox,
physical appearance.
Would you date her? I don't know. That thumb.
Seeing that baby thumb?
I don't know. That's a very small thumb. I'm not sure that I could really enjoy dating her. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. And the final couple of segments with Corey next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
No Jason today.
I feel like I never see you guys in the same room at once anymore. It's almost like
we hate each
other.
Oh, we actually hate each other.
I was just going to go that you're the same person.
No, we actually hate each other.
Yeah.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A couple segments to go. Corey's last day. Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. Both of these guys putting in extra work that I did not expect. Both of these guys here today that I did not expect either one. But, hey, here we are. So,
We have 28 minutes left. It's getting real now for me personally.
I know. So this is a total callback.
But you and I have a car ride coming up after the show.
Oh, that's right.
You're taking me to get my haircut.
Got to get a haircut for that big drive.
Well, my wife's car was already loaded up with everything. She needed my car today to take my daughter to the pool. We closed on our house this morning right down the street. So then she dropped me off at work, and I was just going to take an Uber to my haircut, and she was going to pick me up for my haircut. But since you're headed kind of that way anyway,
we're having a great time.
It's going to be a best car ride ever.
Best car ride ever. I have a sunroof. It will be down the whole way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not bad. Look at you.
I know.
Styling and profiling.
I know. Corey's truck has like 3 sunroofs.
Just one.
It's got a floor roof.
Really? It's weird that it's got 3 sunroofs.
Closer to your tax bracket than I thought.
Can you open the third sunroof?
Have you told your daughter that she'll never see all of her friends again? Or have you lied to her?
Have you lied to her?
Well, she will see them again because sometimes you say we'll come back and you don't really mean it.
Right.
But we've got family here, so we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll get to see her friends. But she's going to make new, better friends.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Those of you out there that are parents of her friends, I'm joking.
Oh, wait. My son's friends with her. Damn it.
Way better people that live in Utah. Everybody knows
that. No, there's
not.
No, they aren't.
Well, they go to church a lot more.
Not the kind of people that are friends with us.
That's probably true.
I feel like Lawrence next door to Peter Gibbons. Type of chicks that'll double up on a dude like me, dude.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, here we go.
So this morning, and I'm glad that Mick is in for this because this morning I'm driving in and I'm hearing Nate talk about like different things. They were talking about Grinky and it came about of teaching an old dog new tricks. And he's like, I hate that because, you know, you can learn things along the way. And he had mentioned that he is now learning jujitsu.
Nate is. Of course.
And so I'm like, Mick
that seems like a Nate thing.
I'm like, holy bleep, Mick is in today, and it's Corey's last day.
Mick! Mick!
I heard Nintendo.
I want to learn jujitsu. It's right there.
Beards,
play the end again, like the last 10 seconds. It's right there. I want to learn jujitsu. It's what I got to do.
I want to learn jujitsu. I got more to do. I got
a new Nintendo.
I want to learn jujitsu. I want to do it.
I hear jujendo, so I like a mixture of you guys.
Learn jujendo.
Nate said that this morning. I'm learning jujitsu. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Jujitsu.
Play it again. Come on.
You think he's going to become a famous play-by-play guy for?
I don't know.
The Jiu-Jitsu World Cup.
I hope so.
Because I think he
can do
it.
Is there that? If there is, he should.
He should, absolutely. I'm sure there's some sort of Jiu-Jitsu Nintendo World Cup.
Jiu-Jitsu.
That's Nintendo.
That's Jiu-Jitsu.
I'll be honest, I didn't know if what he was playing was you doing the impression or if that was actually Sylvester Stallone until...
I can't tell.
I can't either.
Who can really tell?
I'm not
really...
Jiu-Jitsu.
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 It was...
Sorry, we're having fun at the saddest moment in Rocky III.
I want to do it.
I want to learn jujitsu because I want to do it.
Nintendo was right around that time about to come out.
Was it?
And they paid for that advertisement. What year was
I thought jiu-jitsu was about to start.
What year was Rocky 3? Mid 80s or early?
Yeah. When was Nintendo?
I thought
that was 90s.
87? No, really? No. It was 88 at least, probably a year or two earlier.
But Rocky 3 was 82.
It was after that.
So it was also like, you know, not only does he want to learn jiu-jitsu, like he's letting Mick know like I really want to do it.
Nintendo was founded in 89.
Was it?
So they wouldn't have released it until sometime after that.
11.
When was it founded?
89.
No, I got it by age
12. Oh, sorry. 1889.
Seriously?
Okay, listen up.
Because
I want to do it. I want to learn.
because I want to do it. Damn it. I want to learn jiu-jitsu. I want to do it. What a sad scene, too, in Rocky III.
Yeah, Nintendo was founded in 1889.
Okay, no kidding.
Not 1989. And 1973 to 78 are when their early video games and color TV games came out. So you... It was before Rocky III.
Well, not the, yeah, but not then they the wanted, Nintendo yeah, yeah, yeah. that we know, the console and everything.
Really
that came
going
out.
After Atari at that point. And so they needed something. They needed subliminal messaging somewhere along the line so that people would just think to themselves, you know what? It's Inception. I want to learn Nintendo. God, where do we want to go next? You know what? Let's do this because, you know.
Release date 1983. I swear.
Rocky
that
3?
Was advertising, no, for Nintendo.
Mm, interesting. When was Rocky 3 again?
It's product 82. Placement. 82.
Oh, there it is. Wow, nice job. Jiu-Jitsu started in 84, so it's close. this is maybe the best thing Corey has done production-wise on
oh,
the
really?
Air with us. It has nothing
is
to do with...
Is this my Chris Jones take?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Production-wise.
Oh, okay.
On the air. So we had to play this one more time before Corey left.
TikTok, you don't stop. Stop to the TikTok, you don't stop.
And we have a divisional championship in Kansas City for the sixth consecutive year. The Chiefs take the West.
Six? Six? Six. 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 Six.
This is high quality.
It's the only thing you ever did, I think.
It's phenomenal.
Six. Six. Six.
That's six straight division wins for
it
the Chiefs.
It felt like the only way to honor six straight division championships.
The only way you could come.
I don't know how he ever connected the dots that six sounds like sex, but it was brilliant.
It is.
What next year of you? Like seven? Does it sound like something?
He's going to be in Utah. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out ourselves.
Guys, you guys, some ideas.
I mean, you guys can 1099 me, and I can do some contract work.
Okay,
you know,
so. Very good.
Well, I'll probably just be sitting hanging out. So, so yeah,
what are you going to do?
I have no idea yet.
Go skiing?
I might, yeah. Don't do it on a good day with fresh powder. I'm that guy now. I've never said fresh powder in my life.
Usually the worst days when you were in here was when you had fresh powder.
It's true. True.
And it got a little crazy.
You're going to be a Utahn. Or Utahn?
I don't know how you say it.
A Ute.
I feel like
a
it's Ute. Like, there you go. Like Star Wars, like you're a Tauntaun or something. A Utahn.
Oh, man.
I don't know what they call themselves. Everybody's looking at their devices.
About to find out.
Yeah. Texts.
Right. Tech says you're going to make me wreck driving with laughs and everything. Yeah, because he put together the let's talk about six, baby. Let's play number three. Why not?
Lottie-dottie, we likes to potty. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody because we're just some toddlers who on our trikes. And when we fall off of our trikes, we cry like tykes, right?
Yeah,
one, two, three into the foe. Snoop Doggy Dog is on a blanket on the floor. I'm getting kind of thirsty, so back on up because you got to fill my sippy cup. I'm happier than a pig in shame. Am I a bully to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I an a-hole to you?
When
do I hurt your feelings?
When my children listen, we explain to them that is how we don't treat people is the way you treat me.
So even if you won't say it, even if you'll be like, nah, it's cool, man. I know how to take everything in stride. I apologize.
I'm being 100% honest. Seriously, the first couple times I was like, this guy is kind of a jerk. And then I'm really not.
You know, in real life, I'm not.
Yes. I have a friend that is very similar to you in the way our relationship is. And my wife, same was
you
like.
Have friends?
So when you guys give hints, it's cool. But when I give one, it's
absolutely.
Bad.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll turn my mic off for the rest
of this. Just answer the phone, Shane. I try not to do anything like Shane does. Instant scratch ticket or scan tickets with the Play On app. I wanted to root against Bake.
God, you guys were poor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to love up Mick Schaefer. That was a sponsored sports center.
Yeah.
There is no chicanery. There is no innuendo. It's all
in your endo.
In her endo.
But now you're back because this isn't sponsored.
You say Kikuchi.
I say Kikachi.
Let's call this whole conversation off.
The good old Kikuchi days.
That was the good Kikuchi days.
I remember when Mick and I could just sit here and rap about Kikuchi.
The good Kikuchi days. Oh, yeah.
Or Kikachis.
Is there bad Kikuchi? Yeah.
He got in Utah. He got shelled.
He got rocked.
Yeah, he got rocked
Royals.
One of the games, so it was bad that night.
That's what we're talking
about. Yeah, that's right. He got a really rough night that night. What did he give up? 5 runs? 6 runs?
Yeah. He got hammered.
That's right. Everybody was scoring that night. It's so stupid.
Royals busted that wide.
All right,
open.
So we are going to take a break before I also have to move to Utah. one last segment with Corey next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, sports side, what are you thinking?
Ryan, what category?
Oh, hey, sorry, I'm at work.
You're good.
Corey,
you're good.
Work is, how do I explain this?
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so Pete Thamel, Oklahoma State fans' favorite reporter.
Love him. He is higher up than Thayer Evans in our minds.
So. Yeah, but...
Not much.
Yeah.
They're related. They're cousins.
Are they? Yes. Thayer and Thamel? So,
I think they are literally
they're
cousins.
They're also cousins with Satan.
Yes, it's those three. Yeah.
Pete Thamel tweeted, spoke to a few sources who called USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten a formality. With a press conference expected in the next 24 hours, perhaps as soon as tonight. This is essentially done. So, there you go. Kevin Durant has also requested a trade out of Brooklyn. He is heading to the Big Ten. So,
Brooklyn. So, if he goes to LA, he's going to go from Big Ten country to Big Ten country.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley is like, I do not want to face off against the SEC. I'm going to the Pac-12. What's that? Ohio State and Michigan. Okay.
I really love what Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Kyrie Irving have done for the league. It's made it really fun to follow your teams.
Well, you get to follow Oklahoma State all the way to Utah. Or Oklahoma City, I mean.
I do.
And Oklahoma State. This coming from the article from Pete Thamel, writing that the pressure points for another round of realignment are obvious. Says the premier programs in other conferences certainly will now have to take into account in consideration what's in their best interest. Yeah, you think?
So it's happening in 24? So the 24-25 school year?
Yep.
So if the grant of rights holds for the Big 12, that 24-25 school year, you would have 14 in the Big 12, 16 in the Big 10, and 14 in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I mean, this realignment is going to be so much bigger than the previous one. The
is
conference
it realignment though in that like
sorry just shifting
just moving around right
just,
that's
yeah,
my
shifting.
Prediction though, we're gonna get 4 mega 16 team conferences and they're gonna be all over the place, and then it's gonna be like the 90s with baseball when they're like, wait, why again? Who's are the Braves in the NL West?
That's
right,
that's odd.
And they're
going
gonna actually realign back to basically what it was.
The Chiefs are in the West. What is that
and
all about?
Falcons were in the
yes
NFC West.
Play number 4, if you will, Beards, for us before we...
They're all just over there with all the national... You know how it works, Jason, but setting the scene for everybody else, like, we're back here in the corner in Radio Row, and they're all hanging out over there by the national networks, and that's who they're mm-hmm. willing to go on with. They're not necessarily wanting to come over here to Radio Row. It's not quite like the Super Bowl, where their handlers will push them this way. You have to try to lure them this way. Maybe I need snacks or treats or something.
I thought it was cute, Corey Anderson, and he's a good dude, so I know he can take this. He's like, no, I'm not losing weight. I want to live healthier. Oh, shut up.
I do.
You want to lose weight. Stop.
Sure.
You want to live healthier. What are you, giving up blow?
Yeah.
Then say, I want to quit drugs. You want to lose weight. Don't act like you're on some next level,
I'm gonna
Anderson.
Stop, I'm going to stop cake funneling lard first thing in the morning.
As you I just open the drawer cake. And there's no clean forks. Right?
You gonna give her a dirty fork?
I'll grab a fork out of the
oh my God.
Sink.
That's way worse
I'll grab
than
a fork out of the sink and I'll like
rake.
Rinse it off, right? And then I'll give it to her. But if it were me, I would put soap on that fork and I would scrub that fork and clean it and dry it before I would eat with it. But my daughter's just getting the fork out of the sink.
Wouldn't that be the exact opposite of what you would do? Like you would then take, I just grab this fork real quick. Oh wait, it's the daughter. Let me wash this. What no. are you like? She's younger. Her immune system is stronger.
I'm
she's
building
fine.
Her immune. System.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
she needs to be exposed to certain bacteria.
Look,
if there's two pieces of pizza, and one of the pieces has like been where the crust bubbled up,
I hate that.
So all the
one
cheese
is moldy
moved
and
off.
The other isn't.
No, all the cheese is like moved off to the side because there was,
that's right.
And so that part just has crust. My daughter's getting that piece of pizza,
oh
and
God.
I'm eating the good piece.
You didn't pick the right guy to be like, oh, sucker. You didn't pick the right one to be like, hey. And then he would kind of give the shrug like he did when he hit 6-3 the first half against Portland. Like, I'm just good.
Will Purdue's so boring.
Why did he call you Will Vanderbilt?
I've been...
Huge college basketball matchups. Tickets for less. Excuse me there. Tickets for less.
Third day in a row, you have besmirched LeBron just because Jason's not here.
I'll besmirch him. What was that word?
Right.
You can hear the number three Kansas Jayhawks. They're a four and a half point favorite. Easy for me to say. Indications from the NFL owners meetings today are that they are officially approving the rule proposed by the Chiefs to loosen the jumper jersey? No,
uh-oh.
The number jersey restrictions, including allowing running back, wide receiver, tight. Oh my God, I feel like Shane. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Bucks and the Nets now set, Hawks and the Bucks now set for the Eastern Conference Finals starting on Wednesday. 7:10 for the first pitch, 6 o'clock for the Boulevard Brewing Company baseball tonight right here on Sports Radio 810. All right, as the holidays approach, be sure to check out Tickets for Less for all your
tickets
ticketing needs.
That's what it's all about.
Stupid!
Tickets always got you.
I have a problem with tickets, yeah.
Clearly. You have, that's what you have the problem with.
I do.
Tickets. There you go.
You're getting tickets.
All right, last couple of minutes, Corey. Fare thee well, man. We
appreciate it.
Big part of the show, and the 3 years, almost 3 years, have been absolutely awesome. It's been a blast, and it is exactly what I was hoping it would be for the show. And I'm happy for you, while also pissed at the same time.
I get it.
That
I'm the same way. I mean, I'm happy for the opportunity for the family, but it's crushing to leave Sports Radio 810. I wanted to work here, even when I was at another station in town, and never thought the opportunity would come, and it happened. I appreciate you for being willing to bring me on as part of the show.
And stay with you.
It's been awesome. Yeah. I wanted to work here forever. I thought that this was going to be the last job I ever had. And so
it still might.
I appreciate it. It still could
it
be.
It is,
yes.
Right?
It still might.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Well, I will certainly miss you.
Thanks, buddy.
You've been a big part of the
Same.
Show. Big part of the station, man.
It's getting weird in here, Dylan.
Mick, you're bad at goodbyes.
Yeah, I hate him. Now, I'm giving you a haircut. Is that right?
No. You're taking me.
Oh. Okay.
See, you get to have one final road trip with
him.
To the
get
barber.
One more roadie.
Roadies.
Oh, my God.
That's a drink,
Same.
Jason.
Brain. Yeah. Coca-Cola.
What are you thinking of?
What life is like without you.
Love you, KC.
Later.